Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station, nor its management. This episode includes all vegan songs. This is Vegan Queen V, straight from London. Have yourself a merry vegan Christmas.
Have yourself a merry vegan Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, all animals will be all right. Have yourself a
is Rob McNeil in Auckland, New Zealand.
Plant-based diet, yo, it's easy every day. Good cholesterol, laughing all the way. Animals want to live, they feel pain like us. Pigs and chickens are dogs and cats, so save some lives today. Oh, jingle bells, go vegan today. Oh, what fun it is to sing for animals' lives today. Oh, the animals' lives are frightful. Plant-based food is so delightful. Choose justice, it's right, you know. Let them go, let them go, let them go. When we finally kiss goodbye to the animal slaughterhouses, we'll embrace our compassion inside. Animals don't wanna die. Oh, the animals' lives are frightful. Plant-based food is so delightful. Choose justice, it's right, you know. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And one last one. Speciesism, speciesism. All feel pain, all love life. Pigs and piglets, mother and child. We're all earthlings, tender and mild. Live in justice and peace. Live in justice and peace. Happy holidays. Think about the lives you're eating. Go vegan, stay vegan. Much love.
Here's Jason Oliver in California. Liberation Jingle.
Animals, animals, people now believe that you should be protected from all harm and cruelty. Hey, animals, animals, soon you will be free. Once we make Berkeley a compassionate city, marching down the streets to the Berkeley Hills we go, eating rice and beans and vegan mayo, singing songs of peace and liberation. What fun it is to live the life of an ethical vegan. Hey, animals, animals, people now believe that you should be protected from all harm and cruelty. Hey, animals, animals, soon you will be free. Once we make Berkeley a compassionate city. First we'll pass a bill banning humane labels. The mayor will be thrilled to put it to a vote. The public will rejoice in the new initiative. There's no humane way to kill someone who wants to live. Hey, animals, animals, people now believe that you should be protected from all harm and cruelty. Hey, animals, animals, soon you will be free. Once we make Berkeley a compassionate city.
There's a clip from last week's Vegan Nation show, featuring the Abolition Amendment. On December 25th, 2015, the first draft of the Abolition Amendment was published. And on December 6th, 2016, the final draft of the Abolition Amendment was published. Here's a replay of Shel Harrison, who joined us prior to the break.
Anyone can support the Abolition Amendment. The process of developing it was led by the Humane Party, which has led this process for several years. But anyone can support and should support the Abolition Amendment, and they can bring that to their own political party of choice if they're working with, say, the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or Democrat or Republican parties. We would encourage them to try to get those parties to change their platforms and commit to a final end to slavery, not just of humans, but also of other animals.
Thanks. And also some review of that Section 1 that involved the loophole.
So, of course, as has been becoming more commonly known in recent times, the 13th Amendment has an exception built into it. I'll read it here. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States. So there's that exception of slavery or involuntary servitude as punishment. And that exception is what takes away what would otherwise be a very powerful argument against for-profit prisons, private prisons, and the use of forced labor in the prison system generally of human beings. So human rights activists and people who oppose the prison industrial complex as it is now and the for-profit prison system as we have now definitely want to get that provision removed, and that gives them a nice incentive to go ahead and support the Abolition Amendment.
Here's activist Ashley Wallace in Ithaca, New York. Her music channel is called The Lyrical Vegan. This is her recent song, Chris Mass Killings.
Oh, they're not going to like this one. Not at all. But the joy about it is I don't really care. I grew up in a religious household, y'all, and I'm disgusted. Did a lot of things wrong in his name for his day. Damn, entice, so nice.
They say it's the most wonderful time of the year, but depends on what's in your atmosphere. Being boiled alive, that's nothing to cheer. You about to die, that's something to fear. You about to cry, but nobody cares. Scream for help and nobody's there. He reached for that knife and that shot he's here. Hung upside down cause their life is theirs. The birth of Christ comes with taking life. That makes sense to you, sounds like Satan, right? You killing babies, trying to make it nice. Trying to use your Bible to make it right. We'll find any verse for that bacon, right? With this baby pig flesh if you say it right. This is the Lamb of God that you praise it right. We rape and murder, you fake it right. The Prince of Peace and torture, Jesus Christ and slaughter. They don't mix, you dumb. But you follow it like a stalker. In transport with no water. They don't get the son and no daughter. They don't get life, but I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna use these words like an author to help you see what you won't see. No Holy Spirit when they're choking on their own blood, he would choose love, but you insist on soaking baby animals in chlorine to disinfect that morphine. Your evil becomes your daily drug, and all you can say is protein. You unwrap the gifts and then you eat dismemberment. Someone's whole life and you won't remember it. Jesus and death, how you gonna measure it? Cause you're with the devil in this. This is your experiment, so not cool, so not a peppermint. Like stools, how you gonna live with it? So much blood, so much pus, so much dust, and then you fuss. You say he put them here for you, but I'm here to tell you that that ain't the truth. Stop killing them, stop using him. Just for excuse for your animal abuse, just for excuse for the violence you choose, just for excuse for the bodies you move down a kill line. How you feel fine saying yes on a dime when it's kill time? Catch Holy Spirit when you're feeling him, but at the slaughterhouse, is it the same within? Throughout all the blood, are you seeing him? You say it's right, but it's really sin. You're trying to live right, but you're failing him, cause you would rather be cruel, what you're telling him. By consuming dead body, celebrating him. How you trying to use violence, obeying him? The Garden of Eden, it was vegan. Genesis 1:29, you'll see it. Funny how you skip over that for pieces of dead bodies. Then you pray to Jesus. Right on your knees, curl like a fetus. He's not even gonna bless your sneezes. Definitely not a corpse with scars or lesions. Who was raped and murdered with diseases. Cause it's evil, he's not pleased. Time to see his light and stop these. Making choices that chop these. Heads off on copy. Which means for you it's on repeat. In their blood you're knee deep. You don't see an individual or family in that box of your three piece. If you were at the gates and the Son of God was covered in blood and feces, the same way when they're enslaved, scared to death of that piece of meat. Start slitting throats of baby goats, fisticuffs till the milk comes out. Start cutting teeth, cutting tails of baby pigs. No one lives the most peaceful place. You would be okay if all of this was taking place. Think about this when you celebrate. 1225 is amazing day. Should be filled with love and amazing grace. I'm ashamed to say I didn't do the same for 3+ decades. Sad to say I did a lot of killing in his name, but not anymore because I know better. Now that you do, what's your next move?
No religion mandates meat eating. The golden rule states, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Animals qualify as others, and thou shalt not kill. The four most important yet most ignored words in all religious teachings. There's not an asterisk next to that commandment saying, unless you walk on all fours, have fur, feathers, horns, beaks, or gills. You can keep your friends, your politics, and your patriotism. Still watch your favorite TV shows and listen to your favorite music, even if it's Ted Nugent.
When I was in the market today, in the cashier line, in front of me, was a couple purchasing the dismembered dead body of a female victim. I looked behind me. There was a masked woman. In her grocery cart was also a dead turkey. So I thought it very appropriate to also play Ashley Wallace's song, Ashley Wallace, the Lyrical Vegan. This was her Thanksgiving song, Thanksgiving.
This is for the fallen. All the non-human animals victimized by non-vegans for stupid traditions. This is for you. It's always for you. Shout out to Will Blends. Thank you for the beat, bro. Entice. So nice, I do this right here for animal rights. You said you thankful for your family and friends, everyone in between. Can't wait to get together, have some fun with the teens. Making fun of grandpa's cutting his jeans, or the fact that his teeth can only suck up the beans. You said your family means everything. You always want to protect them, you do anything. But that turkey on your table, they don't get the same. They want that life and kids too, you give them death and pain. Crammed with 1,000 of their kind, yeah, they go insane. So they cut their toes and their beaks so they don't fight and bang. Cause if he don't, the flesh is damaged, that's how he gets paid. This oppression, you paying for every single day. You don't care if it means a few splattered brains. You don't care if it means a few severed veins. Then you have the nerve to thank the Lord for your corpse remains. He's not blessing your bloodshed, but the devil may. Let's start new traditions. You know the ones where they don't scream for their mother from birth to kitchen. The ones where freedom don't fly by them just like pigeons. Traditions where oppression, you no longer live it. That knife to the throat, you no longer give it. Traditions full of cruelty, you no longer pick it. Traditions where a dead bird, you no longer wish it. Traditions where your violence stops and you start to listen. Your Thanksgiving is more like Thanksgiving. Stop sending them to their death and turn it to Thanksgiving. Someone else's suffering is nothing to be thankful for. You're a sadist if you think it is, and hell is what's in store. That's a tough pill to swallow, truth hurts even more. Being blinded and not caring is what that demon's for. So start fighting them, take that right to war. And stop being so cruel, you'll see what their life is for. And it's not for you.
That's Ashley Wallace in Ithaca, New York. You can find her at Entice, the Lyrical Vegan. Here's snippets of her latest song, For Them.
I'm at your front door like my name is Ding Dong. I'm shouting loud, I'm here to make songs. Show you your animal abuse is so wrong. You wanna live in violence where animals are silent? You wake my beast, you trying to wake my King Kong?
Tune into Vegan Nation, I'm your host Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. This is Community Radio, WCUW, 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts. Online at WCUW.org. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management.
I'll lead you to the light like a chandelier. You put them in a slaughterhouse. You put dead bodies in your daughter's mouth. That's cow flesh in your hand, cow flesh in your pan. Stop calling it a slaughterhouse.
Stay tuned for more vegan music for the second half of the show.
It's not only rape when you're the one trying to scream when they tore your blouse. What about the cows and the rape racks?
Exactly.
She tried to fight too because she hates that. She got a fist in her ass. Her baby will pass. Her oppressor come around, he'll take that. No name tag, they get a barcode. They all get a knife right where the heart goes. You don't even care, your heart is bare.
Here I've inserted Ellie Sarti's song, Everything Comes Around.
Eyes full of tears, the heart is full of fears. Your soul is lost, I guess I'll call you Marco. You playing polo? Anyone riding on a horseback is a bozo. You hurt his back, going up and down on it just like a yo-yo. You're alone in the fun like a solo. It's abuse, not a sport, not a logo. Stop explaining him, he's not enjoying it. I bet you learn when he crush you like Romo. Ever put someone innocent in jail? Got him locked up for no reason and they can't bail? Don't look like that, yes you have. You do it all the time with your gas pass. No in between. You're either a vegan or you're an animal abuser. Your violence and your cruelty, it runs your life, sucks you up like a Hoover. At the slaughterhouse, you're the producer. Animal liberation will be in the future. You could say that you're sick of me, I guess I'm your tumor. Cause I make you face your mirror. What you won't see, I'll make it clearer. You're disconnected, I'll push it nearer. You're not gonna silence her, I'll make you hear her. I don't care about your feelings. Cause you're gonna know very well who you are. Every single animal, every single scar. I'm gonna join you all together like a singles bar. Until living as a non-vegan animal abuser's rare, just like a shooting star.
Thank you all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Everything Comes Around by Ellie Sarti. Right here in Worcester, Massachusetts. Ellie is the founder of Compassion Arts and Compassion Arts Festival.
Harvest, there are truths.
Episode of Vegan Nation is a musical celebration in honor of Yuletide, which started December 20th, and the holidays as we celebrate freedom for all beings, all animals, human and non-human alike. I'd like to give a shout out to Kristen Olivier for her passionate vegan activism. Let's go out with Just Like Us by Daniel Redwood. And I'd like to thank all the musicians for sharing their beautiful music.
Just like us, their mothers love them so. Just like us, protect them as they grow. Just like us, daughters and sons, with a life of their own, each and every one. Just like us, their hearts beat strong and true. Under feathers, fins, or fur, or skin like me and you. Just like us, formed from flesh and bone. Just like us, when all is said and done. Just like us, they see and hear and feel. Just like us, their suffering souls can heal. Just like us, with such a strong will to survive. Just like us, they'll fight to stay alive. On this earth, breathing out, breathing in. Just like us, they're conscious and aware of those who do them harm and those those who truly care, just like us. Just like us, they recognize their friends, the ones who'll share their joys and sorrows till the end. Just like us, they cry from loss and pain. Just like us, those memories remain, but love can heal, and the force of life can rise and grow and thrive, and joy can come alive. The time has come to take a stand and say what we must say, for once we've seen ourselves in them, how can we turn away? All the violence and cruelty must end, it must be banned, and you and I, we hold the keys, their future is in our hands.
I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Can you hear or can you feel it now? A distant rising drum deep in our hearts. We surely know that better days can come, but only if we stand, defend their rights, the right to live and breathe, and walk this earth forevermore in peace and dignity. Just like us.